And welcome into another edition of Cup of Joe, brought to you by Custom Computer Technologies. I'm Stuart Davis, and today we're talking with our good friends at Starbase. Starbase is an awesome program here in Montana that is federally funded by the Department of Defense. It's the premier DoD STEM, that science, technology, engineering, and math education program. And we've got one here in our backyard over at Fort Harrison. And with me to talk all about it, I've got Doc. Doc, good to see you again.
Good to be here. Good to see you, Stuart.
Doc, I was going over to your awesome website, showing some of these numbers. You've been around since 07, and just at the Fort Harrison location alone, you're getting close to 12,000 kids that you've educated in these all-important STEM areas. That's very impressive numbers, and statewide, it's even bigger than that.
Yeah, we are pretty proud of that. We are approaching 25,000 in total for regular programming, after school, supplemental, summer camps. So 25,000 kids, that's a big number, especially for Montana. We only have a million people in the state.
This is for fifth graders, and it's very fortunate that they have the opportunity to be exposed to these types of learning environments. The majority of kids don't get this exposure, and in our ever-evolving, technologically-induced society, these are important skills to develop and nurture and find those future scientists, engineers, mathematicians.
Absolutely. I think a big perception is that science engineering, you got to be super, super smart to do it. It's really hard, but it does require some intelligence, but we just expose the kids to hands-on. They're completely engaged. They work in partners or teams. Any job in this country, in the world, is going to require you to work with other people. It gives kids to, like you said, just be exposed to it. We're hoping to ignite that small spark and then carry it on through the 2.0 programs in the middle schools and hopefully get that pipeline going into those careers.
And this is a year-round curriculum. You hit Helena area schools, but you were actually able to share this with the kids over at Chaudière.
We went into Chaudière last month and work with the Chaudière teachers. So we just did some hands-on engaging stuff with them. They did an engineering activity. They did robotics. It's something that we're going to continue to look at. We're hoping to get over there on a regular basis.
And staying with that community outreach, you also recently did an event over at Central School.
At Central, they have family nights to bring in their kids and their families after school hours. We brought over some equipment and some lessons. They did some robotics programming. They made bouncy balls with chemical reactions. It was a big hit. Outreach is a big part of what we do. We do have the regular school year program. We have the after school programs in the middle schools, but we also like to do community outreach events to kind of forge those partnerships, like with Chaudière and Central. We're hoping to also have some outreach events coming up at Broadwater, Warren, and Bryant. So, you know, we really want to focus on those Title I schools because those are the kids that, you know, they may not have iPads at home. They may not have technology exposure. That's really kind of where we like to hit at.
Doc, we're going to have you back in a couple months. We'll talk about those summer camps. They'll be here before you know it.
Thanks, Stuart.